Want to be smarter? Want to be fitter? Want to be wealthier? Want to be better? This is Infinite Transcendence, where life mastery meets humor and sarcasm with a blunt approach. This is the place where we talk about mastering your life without the usual feel-good aspect. This is the podcast designed for people who want useful tips and information while being entertained. So sit back and enjoy the program.
Hello again and welcome to Infinite Transcendence. Today I want to talk about how to keep cool. And I don't mean mentally cool, like cool as a cucumber. I mean physically cool. What are some simple ways to keep cool without using like a fancy air conditioning system or thing? Because everybody deals with turning on the air conditioner. That's a given. But what are some simple, easy ways to keep cool that people can overlook and are natural ways that you might not think about? Because it's summertime, it's warm. In some areas like here, it's hot if you're in a certain climate. It can be really hot. People don't like the heat. When it gets really hot, they want to get away from it. They want to avoid it. So here are some ways to keep not only cool, but keep the sun more off your skin and just keep yourself protected in the summertime. So there's actually a lot of these, but I want to focus more on coolness than skin protection. I'll get into skin protection later, but I'm talking about coolness. The one thing you can do is cover your skin. Now, this one's weird. People always ask, like, I walk around in a suit. People say, aren't you hot in that suit? What they're not realizing is that I'm covering myself up from the sun rays. I'm keeping myself from being cooked because I go outdoors with short sleeves. I've had an outdoor-related business where I've been outdoors, and the sun can actually cook your skin more, and it does. If you look at people in the desert and other climates, they tend to wear longer clothes because it keeps the sun rays off their skin. Now, as long as you're getting a good breathable fabric, you'll be fine. Same thing with getting a nice hat. I like to look at it as a thing about wearing a hat. You wear a hat in the sun. Does it make you feel hotter? No. It may unless you have an insulated hat or something, which makes you feel hotter. But if you get that hat, it keeps the sun off your head. It keeps you from cooking the top of your head, which is important. That's what you do with your clothes. You know, to wear a thick sweater, obviously, but wear something with a nice breathable fabric. It can be like something that you can drape over you where you keep the sun off and you won't feel as hot. I know it sounds weird and contradictory or whatever, but try it out. It definitely makes a big difference. People say it's weird, cover your skin up. And it's also, it saves on having to put lotion and things on you all the time because your skin is covered up from those sun rays. So definitely do that. Two is you want to definitely start using a fan more. People know about fans, but there's different types of fans that have different purposes. There's big fans, they have the little tall tower fan. There's big massive fans. There's window fans. You want to put in your window. You can have ceiling fans above your head. And also, there's a car fan. People don't know about this one, but I actually have one of these. I'm going to put a link of that one as well. Is you can plug this into your cigarette lighter. It has a very low power draw, and it helps keep that air circulated around. It has a lot of power in it. So if you're sitting down, you have to turn on the AC in your car. You just don't have an AC. Like when I was younger, my first starter vehicle, my first truck, did not have an AC. So in the summertime, it was hot. So plugging this in, there's a good brand of it, and you can plug it in, and it blows the air around, and it feels really cool. So definitely use more fans. It's easier on your power. It drains less. And for me, if I'm in one room most of the time, there's no need for that AC on because I'm in one room. So why do I need that when I can just have a fan working? So definitely use the fan more. Water. You can also not only to drink water to hydrate yourself, which you should be doing, stop with the soft drinks and things like that because too much sugar is bad for you. Get the water. It helps hydrate your body and keeps it cool. But also, you can put water and ice cubes on yourself. You can pour some water on you when you get hot. Just get some cool water, pour it on you a little bit. You can take it and rub it on you. That helps keep you cold as well. It's cheap. Doesn't cost anything. It's something you can definitely do. It's just to get some water, get some nice ice water, make sure you're drinking plenty of water. That's common sense, but people don't do it this summer. A lot of people faint. I recall when I was in drumline way back when in high school, and we always have the people out in the summertime, and they would have water breaks like every 5 minutes, because if you didn't, you'd start seeing kids faint. And it was funny, because I would sit there, and you see these kids fainting like that, but they need to drink the water. Water is definitely important, so make sure you're getting an adequate amount of water, but also keep in mind you can use your water, and you got some nice ice-cold water, put it on yourself and keep cool. Very simple, very cheap, very effective way to do it. And also, there's a thing called a cooling pillow or a cold pillow that you can try as well, where you lay your head on it. It's designed to keep it nice and cold for your head, which is nice if you're laying down and sleeping or taking a nap or even sitting on it at some time of the day. Try one of these pillows out. It's nice and comfortable. It keeps you nice and cold. It doesn't cost a lot of money, and it's great during the day. And man, especially at night, you're sleeping in the summertime. What's nicer than having a nice cold pillow to lay on, which keeps you nice and comfortable and keeps you nice and smooth and keeps you nice and cool so you can go through your day and just feel a lot better and feel a lot more comfortable when you're whether you're awake or asleep. And also, try a cool cloth. You know, like I said before with the water, get the nice cold water, put on a damp cloth, use it, put it on your forehead, put it on your neck, do things like that. These are great ways to stay cool here. And it keeps you nice and it's nice, cheap, effective. You can do it at any time. You can keep a nice wet rag with you anywhere. And also Oreo are a cool pack. You get one of those little ice packs. You can also use it. You probably get from the doctor or the chiropractor. You get those little foam, those little gel packs. Put that in a towel. Or you can put that on yourself. Put that on your neck. Put that on your head. Lay on it. Put it around your joints if you feel sore. That's a great way to relieve that tension and pain and heat from your body at a cheap and effective way. So those are some nice, quick, simple, effective ways to do it to keep your body nice and cold. You have one, you have definitely cover your skin. Two, the fans. Three, the water. Four would be the cooling pillow. And five would be like a cold, damp towel or a cooling pack or something similar to that. Very cheap, very effective. It doesn't cost the AC. You have to use the AC or the air conditioner. You have to spend a lot of money on an air conditioning bill or cooling your entire house if you're in one room, or your air conditioning breaks, or if your car doesn't have an AC. These are some ways to get the job done. And I know the two people I didn't know about the cooling pillow and the car fan, but you can definitely get those. I'm going to get into those definitely into more detail so you can see what I mean. You can look at it and definitely click it and check it out. So let me know what you think. Do you do this already? What are some ways that I missed? I try to give you five simple, quick ways. What is something that I didn't think of? So give me some feedback. Let me know. Like, subscribe, check out the Patreon. Definitely become a patron. And then click whatever you want. Click whatever support you want to do. And there's going to be awards and things based on a tier that you choose. As always, like, subscribe, and transcend infinitely. And stay cool out there.
Want more? Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment the video and subscribe to the podcast. Want even more? Check out the written article version and subscribe to the Infinite Transcendence website at infinitetranscendence.com for new and interesting quality content. Join now and receive a special gift. Also like our Facebook at Infinite Transcendence and follow us on Twitter at transcend_world. Keep watching and listening. See you next time and transcend infinitely.